Phone Boy Speaks, episode 355, Traveling Perspective. As much as I interact with people on social networks, worldwide, in fact, there's nothing quite like actually going to some of these countries to see how people live and just sort of, you know, normal things. And of course, you're not really going to know until you've lived there, I guess. But I still find that even just visiting for a brief period of time, you get a perspective on things that are that you're just not going to see in the media or, you know, interacting with people on social networks. And, you know, I find the change in perspective refreshing and just it's reorienting my own worldview. I realize that there's a lot of things in the world that I don't know. And, you know, the more I visit countries, other countries, the more I realize that's true. There's basically three scopes of knowledge. There's things you know, there's things you know you don't know, and then there's things you don't know you don't know. And that's, you know, that's kind of how you can classify any piece of knowledge, I guess. And so, in this last trip, I was in Israel, of course, and I'm on my way home to Seattle. And even, you know, it's funny because even different states in the United States, and some are less, you know, more similar than others, I guess. But you know, like going to the East Coast from, you know, having lived in the West Coast pretty much all my life, it's different. Or even, you know, the difference between Seattle and you know, the San Francisco Bay Area is a little. There's some little differences, and so it's nice to have that perspective. And it, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of people just don't travel all that much. You know, they may never, you know, there's some people that never leave their hometown, right? I mean, that to me just seems kind of sad, but I understand that can happen. But I like the perspective that I get from traveling. I mean, the act of traveling these days is, you know, with all the TSA stuff is, you know, just not fun. And you know, actually, it was funny. I was having a conversation with an American when I was in Israel about this was their first time, and I've gone, you know, a dozen times now, I guess. And he was, you know, I was with a work colleague, and we were describing some of the security things that he might see, I've been through it enough times, and I haven't had any serious problems. I think probably the most serious problem I had was actually coming into Tel Aviv from another country on LL, which is Israeli's national airline, I guess. But his reaction to those to what happens with security was he was a little freaked out about it. So my colleague and I were both like, no, it's not really. I mean, and of course, my colleague has gotten selected for special screening on more than one occasion. And, you know, they just look through your belongings a little bit more thoroughly. It's you know, Israel, you know, looking at their airport security situation, they have real threats. And, you know, the traveling public in Israel doesn't necessarily like, you know, being inconvenienced by the security. So they actually take the security seriously while at the same time not completely inconveniencing passengers. In fact, one of the things that's happened since the last time I was there is they now have these, I guess now you can, when you enter the country, they give you a little card that you use to enter. It's just it's a little border control card, and then when you leave, you get an exit pass, and you basically scan the little thing at the kiosk, and it lets you in or out. And it's kind of cool. It's a little bit different, and you know, over the 4 or 5 years I've been there, they've done various things to actually make the travel experience better. But at this point, it's there. Again, it's a different perspective, and that's something that traveling farther away from your home gives you that most people just don't get. And so, I as I say, I know there's a lot more out there about things I don't know, and I can relate better to people in other places because I've seen a number of different things, and I don't consider myself a quote unquote world traveler, but you know, I've at least been around, I've been to different parts of the world and have some understanding of how different people live. And it widens your perspective on just about everything. I guess one of the things I'm thankful about in the jobs I've had is I've been able to do that. And, it's been a good thing for me anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.